ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
The Bird Show.
I was telling these guys the other day, you know, like sometimes I'll hit my Lunesta. It's the sleeping pill I take, and I've been taking it for like 6 years now. And I'll get a little loopy, right? When I'm watching TV, the next morning I'll wake up and go, you know what? Just as I'm fading out, did I see what I really just saw? And I got confirmation from Wendy this morning. You guys seen that McDonald's is doing a Big Mac now in a tortilla?
No, but that just makes my heart hurt hearing that.
A Big Mac wrap?
Why does it make your heart hurt? It's less 400 calories.
I just thought it was the most bizarre, disgusting looking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It sounds gross.
It looks gross.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but... I mean,
it's everything that's in a Big Mac. It's everything. It's the mustard. It's the meat. It's the lettuce. It's everything.
It's not mustard. It's special sauce.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, mustard. it's all in a wrap now. I just thought it was the most bizarre thing. Like, man, my taste buds aren't ready for that.
It's a Big Mac. It needs to be on a bun.
Exactly.
Not wrapped in a tortilla. It's not going to make it healthier.
Sesame seed bun, right?
Don't mess with the classic.
Yeah. Wow.
Just don't think it's healthier, people. It's the same thing.
Weird.
That's their way of having another, you know, thing on the health menu. You know, it's like, oh, how can we do that? Okay, we'll just put it in a tortilla wrap.
Wrap it up.
I guess the carbs in the bun, if you take that thing out, then you're still
going to... You're going from 600 calories to... 560.
Right. Does it really matter?
Fat content the same.
Have a dozen less fries and you're accomplishing the same thing.
Wendy here was telling us that she's been having trouble sleeping lately because she's having like this new round of panic attacks.
Yeah, I think they're anxiety attacks. I'm not really sure of what to make of it, but it's been happening for about a month or a month and a half or so. And it's just my chest gets really tight and my heart just starts racing for no reason. It comes out of nowhere. I could be laying on the couch and all of a sudden my heart will start racing, and then as soon as your heart starts racing, it's all downhill from there because you can't really get back to breathing normal because you're so focused on your heart beating and you're like, why is my heart beating so fast? You're like, am I having a heart attack? I'm like, I'm only 24. I'm not having a heart attack. But then you start getting panicky and then you can't wind down from these anxiety attacks, so I can't go back to bed.
Is it something that triggers it every night?
There's no trigger. I mean, I guess my mind's always constantly on anyways, so my mind's never fully shut off. So that makes it tough to sleep anyways, but it comes out of nowhere. I don't know where it stems from. I don't know what causes it. If I knew what caused it, I would take something for it. But as soon as I could just be laying on the couch, like last night, laying on the couch.
Are you having one right now? Because you're giving me one, just talking about it.
It's almost like that. I mean, your chest gets super tight and you don't know how to calm yourself down. You can't focus on your breathing because once you focus on your breathing, it just gets worse because all you hear is your heart pounding in your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you hear.
Well, I mean, you shared with us a few weeks ago about your anxiety over, being broke. I mean, having money problems, which is such a source of stress for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I just wonder, do you think it's just a side effect of the stress that you kind of feel, you know, like you say there's no trigger, but it could be like a delayed response from you being stressed out all day about concerns over money or whatever else is going on.
It could be concerns over money. I mean, concerns over, I guess maybe it stems from worry. I don't know.
It's probably a bunch of things. I mean, you do the split shift here at the station, so that's exhausting. You know, my doctor told me months and months ago that because we get up the time we do, your whole body chemistry is off to begin with. So
you'd be dead by 50.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to be dead by 38.
Yeah, you'd be lucky to get to 50 right now.
Because we're not doing the split shift. So really, you cut that 50 in half. So you got a good year.
Yeah.
Well, I've had anxiety attacks.
It's just all panicking right now. What?
One year?
I mean, I've had anxiety attacks in here before, and I just try to cover it up. But I mean, I sit over there, and my heart just starts. It just starts going, and then that's it.
Damn. You really think it's... I mean, I sit next to you, Wendy. Are you sure that it's just not...
Yeah, she doesn't. You do that for me, too. It's not so much my heart that starts racing.
The thought of you draining your ears is really...
Here is Samantha. Hey, Samantha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. What's going on?
Good morning.
Well, we're okay, but Wendy's having, like, panic attacks every day.
Yeah, I can definitely relate, particularly when I'm about to go to sleep. I have the same thing that happens, especially when I have to wake up early, which I obviously do. I'm on the way to work right now. But when I have to wake up early, and I'll start thinking about how I have to wake up early, so I just think about it and think about it and think about it, and then I end up, like, my heart starts racing, and my, like, I just can't go to sleep at all. I'll be wide awake, and every time I'm about to go to sleep, I feel my heart start racing again, so I have to, like, be awake longer.
That's how my sleeping disorder started, just the exact same way.
Really?
And even now when I don't take it, I guess you could call it a panic attack, right? When I put my head on the pillow, my heart starts racing.
Really? Because sometimes this happens just in the middle of the day. It happened before the Super Bowl started on Sunday for no reason. Mm-hmm. I was just chilling on the couch, and all of a sudden I had to sit up because I'm like, my heart started racing so bad. My mom had to ask me if I was okay, and I'm like, yeah, my heart's just racing fast for no reason. I don't know why.
It's like this anxiety ticking time bomb. And you never know when it's going
to
hit.
Yeah, it's been scary before where to one point it would not go away for overnight, and I woke up with it, and I almost took myself to the emergency room because it was so painful.
Damn. Hey, Cindy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have anxiety attacks, and actually they just started up recently. I had them years ago, and then they started up recently again. When you're under a lot of stress and a lot of things that are going on, sometimes you don't recognize it as a stress or something bothering you. And the way my anxiety starts up, it's like all of a sudden my heart will race, and then I get like these hot sweats and cold chills, and it's like you just can't control them or anything like that. And I started seeing a doctor. Well, actually, I wound up in the hospital because I got dehydrated. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything. And we found out it was anxiety attacks, and they put me on low doses of Xanax. And I'm down to taking just like one Xanax a day, and it helps. It helps control it, and so that you can sleep and that you can function. And even just your primary care doctor can give that to you on a temporary basis until you can get the anxieties under control.
How long has this been going on now?
Probably a month and a half, but I used to get anxiety attacks every now and then, like every couple of months, but now it's like reoccurring, like where it's almost weekly, if not twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting pretty scary, especially when I had the one for like 2 days.
There's a crap load of people that are saying the exact same thing, that they go through the same thing. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to let Wendy know I'm a nurse, first of all, and second, I've dealt with anxiety for many years. And you have to look into not just lifestyle and stressors, but there can also be like a chemical imbalance, and it's hereditary. It's nothing that she's done wrong, and it's nothing that her parents did, but there is a chemical released in your brain that is almost like adrenaline. So it's almost, you know, when someone comes up and boo scares you, that adrenaline is released, but you have a reason for it to have been released. Well, if you're just sitting on the couch, nothing's going on, and that adrenaline is released, it can be a scary thing. Mm-hmm. But you also need to look at your caffeine intake, what kind of foods you're eating, if you're using any kind of dietary supplements that have a lot of caffeine in them. Just kind of take a diary of what you're doing that day and then when they happen, and you'll see there'll be a trend.
No, I definitely appreciate the advice. I'll do anything at this point to make them stop or make them not occur as often.
At one point or another, you're going to have to go see a doctor about it, either like your general practitioner or a psychiatrist or psychologist about it.
Or Southside Steve.
I'm always
that's
wary of going to
anxiety.
The doctor.
That's where it all started right there.
He hovers.
So it could happen at any time.
Any moment. It just, nothing springs it on, it just happens.
All right. Are you calm enough to do a traffic right now?
No.
I feel like
I'm fine.
I'm working with somebody that has a bad heart, and I don't want to scare them in any way, shape, or form.
I am not scared to do traffic.
Because I know we're doing Bear's Big Adventure next week, and when you walk around Disney, you see defibrillators everywhere, just in case. Do we need to put one in the studio?
Just in case.
Okay.
In my room.
Here comes the traffic. Are you ready?
World. No.
Here it comes.
Don't give her anxiety. No,
here it comes.
Just push the button.
It's coming in 2 seconds.
Push the button.
Get it. The Bird Show. Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.